We go into meditation, we just remember that who we are truly, naturally, easily, we are just the I Am. We are God expressing. We are the physical manifestation on this earth, yes, but there is a creative process that brings all things into fruition. And so we are coming from a consciousness of absolute possibility. I could envision a bowl. It's like a big bowl of possibility, potential, anything that just waiting to manifest and open up for us. Excuse me. But we have to come with our own consciousness to impact it. And in order to impact the awareness that is just willing and waiting, we have to come with a certain amount of leaving one level of consciousness and rising to meet the consciousness for which we want to, which we would desire to see in our own world. All right, so as we begin, I just wanted you to be aware that the I Am is who we are. It is our consciousness. We can't find it anywhere else except within our own selves. And that's the only source we have for creativity in our own world. So it's a powerful instrument. It's a powerful tool. And meditation helps us to focus on who we are and how we can use our I Am-ness to bring forth the things we need in our own lives. All right? So I'm going to start this music. So Neville says, "Be still and know that I am God." Yes, you are the awareness of your own being. Yes, I am. I am the Lord. I am God. When you realize that your awareness is your eternal self, you will know exactly what it felt like or was when I said, "Before Abraham was, I am." So begin to identify yourself with this presence. Your own awareness of your reality. In this presence, all manifestations must appear. You are the I Am. Believe it to be so. It is your true self. Your awareness of being. It is your present conception of your own self. The I Am, which is your true self, is not interested in anybody's opinion. The I Am is you, the door. The I Am is the way. The I Am, which is your consciousness, is the only way to have anything pass into your own world. So remember that your consciousness is the door. And you must become conscious of being before seeing your desires manifest. So be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am is God. Believe. Feel it. Know that this is within you. This is your awareness of God. So close your eyes and feel yourself to be faceless. Go deep within, releasing any outward appearances, releasing any thoughts. And start seeing how everything else falls away and everything truly becomes formless. I am that I am. So focus on getting deeper and seeing your thoughts or the problems of this now time slowly dropping away and become absorbed into just being I am. You may start to feel just formless, maybe light, maybe drifting, floating. That's your place of receptivity. That's your I am-ness. The moment you reach a certain degree of intensity, allow yourself to feel a new conception, an idea, a creative thought. Be with your feeling. Be with the imagination. You may still have attachments of thoughts hanging on. Be okay with it. But just focus on getting deeper. Deeper within, knowing that I am is the I am. It's my own consciousness. It's my own awareness. So feel yourself to be it right now. Whatever limitations you may have, just seeing those pass away, maybe floating away, maybe dropping off. Neville says, see them passing as completely as snow on a hot summer's day. These are the limitations of a past consciousness that no longer serve you. This is your rebirthing. Nothing can happen unless you move from one state of consciousness to another. Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do. And my name is I Am. Feel yourself being the I Am. It is a nameless presence within you. I Am is unconditioned. I Am is nameless. I Am is limitless. Ask whatever you will in my name, I Am, and see that thing that you desire come to pass. I will give it to you. Again, feel yourself to be the thing that you desire. Although there isn't a time frame for getting to where you need to go, we can always come back to it. Just visualize or imagine the place where you need to be, or the state that you're open to. See if you can actually feel that you are now in that place or state. Make it as real as possible. see your I am-ness physically where you need to be. How you feel at this point is crucial, because this is the crystallization of your desires. Capture the feel of it, the smell. Capture how it shows forth in this world. And so as we begin to recap, just know that you are the I am. There is nothing outside of you. Everything starts and is created from your place of consciousness, tapping into the bigger, wider consciousness or awareness, the realm of possibilities, the void, the nothingness. Allow your I am to just bring out what your desires are. So I'm going to ask, what is it that you want? What is your desire? Clearly see it. See your I am-ness, embodying it. As you move from one level of consciousness to the other, feel that you are already there. So be still. Be still and know that I am God. And as we prepare to come back to the room, excuse me, Stand firm in the realization. You are your desire, and you are the process of bringing your desire into being. This is your victory. Feel the victory. Feel the desire come in. Be still and know that this is you unfolding right here, right now. Bringing your desired state from this meditative state into the state of reality, into our physical expression. So let us firm this up. Let us be convinced that this is where I am. This is where I need to be. The I am that I am crystallizes my joy, my expression, my desires. And if I be lifted up, I would draw all things unto me. Today, my consciousness is the door through which I draw all things to me. I am that I am. Take a deep breath. And as we prepare to come back into the room, you can do so at your own time. And as each person comes back in, just be patient and wait and see where each other is. And welcome each person with the joy of their new level of consciousness, new levels of feelings and ease of living. Thank you so much.